This has got to be an April Fool's joke, right? Haley Van Lith, she can't be serious, right? This is either an April Fool's joke or Haley Van Lith is attempting to rewind the calendar back to the summer of 2020 because I thought we had moved past mythical racism. I thought the business of mythical racism was on the verge of bankruptcy. Most of their so-called stars are unemployed. Jemele Hill, Smelly Jemele, where's she at? Oh, look at her. Look at Smelly Jemele. Look at that face. That is the face of excitement that Jemele Hill makes when she sees the whoopee cushion hike her leg on The View and unleash her toxic boodle breeze. Jemele, she makes sure to open her mouth to taste the aroma. Jemele Hill has fallen out of the mainstream. The originator of the huge embarrassing failure, Bomani Jones. Bobo, he has been unemployed in the media since last summer. Tiffany Cross, Tiffer the Bongo Sniffer, her woke welfare expired at MSNBC. Don Lemon, unemployed. All of these so-called stars in the business of mythical racism, they have seen their media careers buried in the woke cemetery. So I was incredibly confused this morning when I saw all these headlines with Haley Van Lith, the young woman who seems to be fighting for the role of Captain Doofus on the women's professional basketball team at LSU. Headline at the New York Post, Haley Van Lith calls out racist criticism of LSU teammates. What? Racist criticism. What the hell is Haley Van Winkle talking about? Did I miss something? I don't remember seeing any racist criticism of the self-proclaimed Bayou Barbie. Well, Casey, I think Carrie is talking about the article in the LA Times that was published this weekend. I thought Kim Mulkey accused the LA Times of misogyny. I don't remember her accusing the LA Times of mythical racism. Like I said in the video yesterday, I don't think this article from the LA Times was misogynist or racist. Was the dirty debutante description inappropriate? Sure, but it ain't that offensive. The thing is, Haley Van Lith, she's not just talking about the article in the LA Times. According to the namesake of Eminem's only daughter, the hatred LSU receives from the entire country is rooted in mythical racism. Over the years, we have talked about this victim mentality that seems to be prevalent throughout the country, mainly in this current generation of young people that refer to themselves as Gen Z. Now, I have no idea where in the hell they got the Z from. A more appropriate description of this generation would be Gen V, with the V having multiple meanings, both being accurate. Because this is a generation of victims, and it also seems to be a generation of virgins. That's not hyperbole. I'm not making that up. There have been multiple studies over the last few years trying to figure out why this generation... Let's just say they're trying to figure out why this generation plays better with themselves while having trouble playing well with others. But that's a topic for another video. According to Haley Van Lith, the so-called hatred that Angel Reese and LSU receives is the direct result of mythical racism. Tonight, LSU and Iowa, they will play in the Elite Eight in a rematch of last year's national championship game. Now, this is without a doubt the biggest matchup in the history of women's basketball. The mainstream media, they are trying to portray Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark as being bitter enemies. This is one of those rare instances where I'm going to give credit to the mainstream media for doing their job and doing it well, because the media knows sports are more interesting to casual fans when there is a rivalry between two teams, when there is a rivalry between two star players. Now, of course, the one time the media does something right, they get accused of mythical misogyny. This is unfair to these young women. This never happens with men. They are never portrayed as hating each other. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark are friends. They're besties. Yippee! Let's all hold hands and embrace in a passionate woke hug. For decades, women's basketball has begged to be in this position that they're in right now. They are getting attention in the mainstream. People are finally paying attention to women's basketball. Right now, we should be talking about the matchup between Caitlin Clark and the group of role players from Iowa trying to avenge their loss to Angel Reese and LSU. Today, right now, this is the pinnacle for women's basketball. More than likely, this is as good as it's going to get. The spotlight will never shine brighter than it's shining right now. Once these young women are forced to leave professional basketball to apply for the coveted position of riding shotgun in the garbage truck in the WNBA dump, all this mainstream attention is going to disappear. But instead of talking about actual basketball, we are talking about Haley Van Lith and her attempt to portray LSU as the ultimate victims of mythical racism. Yesterday afternoon, Van was speaking to the media. Someone in the media asked her about the article in the LA Times. Now, during a response, Haley Van Lith referenced the article in the LA Times, but then she started talking about people in general. She insinuated that LSU is treated differently by fans and the media because they have a lot of black players on their team who talk trash. You know, I'll be the first to admit, I don't watch women's basketball. I'll watch Caitlin Clark. I'll watch Angel Reese, but the rest of women's basketball, I could not give a fuck less about. But I would be willing to bet most of these teams in women's basketball, white players are in the minority. So why would LSU be treated differently because they have a lot of black young women on their team? Maybe Haley Van Lith was feeling a bit left out. Maybe she was looking for attention. I mean, she has barely been talked about all season. Maybe she wanted to see her own name in the media headlines. Now, I seriously doubt that was her motivation, but if it was, mission accomplished. Watch for yourself.
We do have a lot of black women on this team, and unfortunately, you know, that bias does exist still today, and a lot of the people that are making those comments are being racist towards my teammates, and you know, I'm in a unique situation where I see with myself, I'll talk trash and I'll get a different reaction than if Angel talks trash. And so it's really up to me to, you know, it's not up to me, but I have a duty to my teammates to have their back. Some of the words that were used in that article were very sad and upsetting, and hearing stuff like that, it's not right, and it's not that type of description of us isn't always motivating. I think, you know, calling us basically the dirty debutantes, like, that has nothing to do with sports.
Haley Van Lith is actually right here. There is a different reaction when Angel Reese talks trash compared to when Haley Van Lith talks trash. You see, when Angel Reese says something, it is headline news throughout the media. When Haley Van Lith says something, it is complete silence. No one notices. No one cares. Has Haley Van Lith talked trash this season? Has she said anything? Hell if I know. Before yesterday, when she portrayed the team as the ultimate victims, I had forgotten that Haley Van Lith was even on this roster. She also claimed that the LA Times article wasn't motivating. Oh, this stuff could break our spirit. Oh. You want to know the difference between elite athletes and elite victims? Remember when the Pelicans lost to the Lakers in the in-season tournament back in December? What was the mainstream media narrative surrounding Zion Williamson at the time? He was accused of being out of shape. He was accused of being the male version of Lizzo. Stephen A. Smith claimed that Zion was eating the city of New Orleans. How did Zion Williamson respond? He used all that criticism as motivation. He didn't respond through the media. He didn't play the role of the victim and feel sorry for himself. Zion Williamson responded by getting in shape and playing the best basketball of his NBA career. Now, compare his response to media criticism to the response of Haley Van Lith. According to Haley, the hatred for LSU rooted in mythical racism. Now, Let's just review here. Let's look at everything that's happened in the last 12 or so months that might cause people to not like LSU. You tell me if racism has anything to do with it. Last summer, Flaujay Johnson, she made a reference to 9/11 in one of her rap songs. Some people felt like the reference was disrespectful to the thousands of people who either lost their lives that day or had their lives changed forever. Speaking of rappers, Angel Reese appeared in a video with Cardi B and Latto. Go watch the video for yourself and see if you can figure out why some people would question her appearance in the video. Once you hear the lyrics, you will quickly realize how far rap music has fallen. We went from rappers like Tupac writing emotional songs like Dear Mama to Cardi B requesting directions to the biggest slut. Angel Reese threatened to boycott the White House last year. Now, I think I defended Angel Reese when she did this for multiple reasons. Number one, pretend Dr. Jill Biden, she wanted to invite Iowa to the White House after they lost the national championship to LSU. Losers have never been invited to the White House, so I understood why Angel Reese was pissed off about it. Number two, why would anyone want to visit the White House while John Biden is the primary resident? Last month, there was the fight between LSU and South Carolina. Kim Mulkey refused to accept responsibility for the altercation. Angel Reese, she actually ran away from the fight, refusing to defend her teammates. Speaking of Kim Mulkey, she has been at war with the mainstream media. She accused the Washington Post of writing a hit piece about her before the article was even released. Over the weekend, I read the article in the Washington Post about Kim Mulkey. There was nothing controversial about it. Now, in her defense, it was supposed to be released last Monday. Washington Post, they didn't publish the article until Saturday, so maybe they cleaned it up. Maybe they revised the article after Kim Mulkey complained about it. I don't know. The point is, LSU has given people a long list of reasons not to like them. Now, me personally, I don't have a problem with LSU, but I can also understand why some people would. One thing I know for certain, the criticism of LSU has absolutely nothing to do with mythical racism. The thing is, in sports, it's okay to be hated. In sports, you always need a villain, but you don't want to be hated because you accuse fans of mythical racism. We have seen how that movie ends before. Go ask Adam Silver in the NBA what happens when you accuse people of racism. The NBA never recovered. And the NBA is a hell of a lot more popular than women's college basketball. This game tonight between LSU and Iowa, this could be very interesting because I think they're going to set record high ratings for women's basketball, but what's going to be interesting about it is what happens if LSU and Iowa don't make it to the national championship. If LSU beats Iowa tonight and gets eliminated in the Final Four, that could be disastrous for women's college basketball. You could have a situation where their matchup in the Elite Eight is watched by more people than the national championship itself. If that happens, it is going to tell you exactly where women's college basketball is headed once Caitlin Clark enters the WNBA. We'll see what happens, but in the meantime, give me your thoughts on this. Haley Van Lith claims that the hatred LSU receives is rooted in mythical racism. I mean, I'm not even going to ask you a question. Just tell me what you think about this. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.